in Medford 91.5 FM.
Thank you. my drug is my baby, I'd be using for the rest of my life. I've been breaking hearts a long time and toying with them older guys just to play things for me to use. Something happened for the first time in the darkest little paradise, shaking, pacing, I just need you. What's up, everybody? This is DJ Zumi.
This is DJ Yobi.
Say it again, girl.
This is DJ Yobi.
Oh, it's not picking up. Alright.
There we go. This is DJ Yobi. Sorry.
Awesome. Sorry about that,
technical
y'all.
Technical difficulties.
And this is Gadio Rebel.
Gadio Rebel.
That was very coordinated of us.
Yeah. We're really good at this.
As you can see, the first song that we played, Don't Stop Believing, the Glee version, classic.
And this is the first song we've ever played on our radio station. So
absolutely.
It's very fitting, I think.
It is very fitting. I think it says a lot about our origin story.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Were we going to be compatible? I don't know, but Don't Stop Believing.
That
was like
was really bad.
Oh.
And you were like not funny.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
Feelings mutual, babe.
Okay, you don't have to lie. It's okay.
Okay. You know what? In the interest of finding things that we both like, the next song was Don't Blame Me by Taylor Swift. But clearly DJ OB is ungrateful for my efforts.
Yeah, this is the bare minimum. I'm not applauding you for that.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Well, why don't you tell them what we're going to be listening to next?
We're playing Immaterial by Sophie next. In remembrance of Sophie.
In remembrance of Sophie?
She died, okay?
Oh.
We love you, Sophie.
We love you, Sophie.
Yes, she's really important.
I didn't know that.
You know, she's trans and she made a lot of important music, such as Charlie XCX's Vroom Vroom. She's a producer on that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She's, like, very important. So, yeah. Immaterial is a great song. And we love you, Sophie.
We love you.
And I know you're living it up in the pearly gates. So, this
Slay.
One's for Sophie.
When did you find out about Sophie or, like, learn about
when
Sophie?
When she died.
Oh, I see. When was that?
January 2021, two years ago?
Oh, fairly recent.
Or was it a year ago? I don't remember.
So was that, like, during COVID?
I don't know. It was definitely post-COVID, like, post-COVID happening.
I see.
So.
I see. You're ahead of the times.
Yeah.
Yeah, keeping it current.
Yeah.
That's something you should know about DJ Yobi. DJ Yobi is, like, literally pop culture god. Like, I don't know anybody who's more up with
it. I'm not really up to date
or
I'm not familiar with, like,
be serious.
Older pop culture, but
gay pop culture.
Gay pop culture and
all
anything really happening now.
Absolutely.
I know it, so.
That's amazing. All right, we got our next one coming up.
Immaterial by Sophie.
Immaterial.
me girl in the eyes of my inner child. I could be anything I want, and no matter where I go, you'll always be here in my heart, here in my heart, here in my heart. I don't even have to explain, just leave me alone now. I can't be held, I can't be held.
Breastfeeding PSA. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. This is DJ Yobi and DJ Zumi, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. While we're enjoying the chill vibes of Milky Chance's Stolen Dance, I thought it would be a good time for us to talk a little bit about our origin story.
Yeah, it's truly an interesting one.
Right. If you had to describe our relationship in one word, what would it be? Go.
Fake.
Oh. Whoa. Oh.
That was a joke.
That was live realness.
That was a joke, which...
Was it?
So it wasn't serious.
Well, it wasn't funny. Who's laughing? Not me. Oh.
So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, the word that I would use to describe us, roommates. I have this. Okay, I have this thing that I always put on Yobi's stuff, which is the thing from Liv and Maddie, which is roommates by chance, besties by choice. And I think that perfectly describes our relationship.
Yeah, it really does.
Right?
Liv and Maddie.
Oh, did you just reaffirm that we're besties?
Oh.
Oh okay. My god, did y'all hear that?
Okay.
That's on the air forever.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got me there.
I did indeed get you there.
You got me there.
Something about it. I love it. What can I say? Ooh, I love it. That happens to be the name of our next song, doesn't it?
I guess so.
That's crazy.
You're crazy.
I know.
Yeah, you're crazy.
I think it's one of my best traits. Wouldn't you agree?
I won't say all that now.
Okay. Then don't say anything. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this song live.
That's so unfair. So unfair.
Yeah. How's it feel?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't. How'd it feel for you? Was it, like, rebirth?
It was great. I mean, like, I couldn't appreciate it in its full because I was 14 and didn't... I was freshly 14 and was not a Charlie XCX listener. I did enjoy the song, though. So...
That's really good. Was it an Icona Pop concert or a Charlie
no,
XCX?
It was Charlie opening for Taylor.
Ooh, that is amazing.
But
I'm jealous.
I didn't listen to her at the time, which biggest regret. Hashtag Charlie for Spring Fling 2023.
So true. All right, let's give it up for I Love.
together, it's crap. Turn around and get to Papilla. When I buy bitches, always have to keep their hands wet. We're too slick, I like to grind. Pick a skate on a bitch, turn around, she likes to ride. Is she cute? Yeah, she might. She a baddie for the season or a baddie for the night. She tore it, look at her sign. That sucks with dirty wine. Every hand she move, what's mine? She's for the streets, bitch. She's for the streets, bitch. She tore it, look at her sign. That sucks with dirty wine. Every hand she move, what's mine? She's for the streets, bitch. She's for the streets, bitch. She came to block. Tell me now if you're looking to get down. In the back, in the front, on the highway, in your truck. I don't give a fuck. Turn me up, let me hear it louder. I can never get enough. Is it rough when you see me in the club with the bottles turning up? I got pretty mean bitches if you wanna try your luck. And it's stunting with the A team, know you wanna touch. Bite it off real rot while a bitch in the streets when I want.
That was Slime by Shy Girl. She is really, really good. Truly a bop.
Absolutely. I'm so sorry about that one. All right. We got a little bit of Bridget Mendler playing in the background with Hurricane. And thought it would be a great opportunity for us to talk a little bit about our music tastes. Today, we're using it as a little bit of an intro to Gadio Rebel, right? Mm-hmm. So, just like really quick description, it's by queers for queers.
Yeah.
So, this is just like a little peek into our little queer lives through our music taste.
Because we're just so interesting and we everybody are. Wants to know absolutely about
right.
our lives. So.
You're absolutely right.
I am absolutely
right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your music taste?
Well, it's definitely primarily pop and like typical pop and then like indie pop, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, like hip hop, rap stuff that's also, you know, kind of considered pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then like some alternative stuff here and there, you know, kind of just popular music. It doesn't have to necessarily be pop music, but it's popular.
Right.
I'm a big Swiftie, which...
Oh, she's a big Swiftie.
Oh. Okay, not too much.
Okay.
It's
can't give all that away.
It's embarrassing.
What do you mean it's embarrassing?
Nowadays. Everyone reads it as a red flag, so, you know.
It's definitely not a red flag.
I try not to be as...
We actually have a huge Taylor poster in our room.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw it, that's when I knew I should be afraid of Yoshin.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people think when they walk in the room and see
Yeah, absolutely.
Side. But yeah, I love my pop girlies. They're just really fun to stan. I love Rina Sawayama. She's fairly much more recent, but
shout out Rina.
Yeah, shout out Rina.
We love you.
We're paying her bills right now.
No, absolutely.
I'm like literally blanking. I'm pulling up my Spotify right now.
Okay.
Recently, Beyonce.
Okay. Yeah.
I love Phoebe Bridgers, of course. You know, like pretty basic. Love me some Fiona Apple, some Lorde.
Right.
The only K-pop I really like is Red Velvet.
Mm.
Love them.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Bush is great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that my music taste is more so, I started out on like indie pop, so a lot of like Wallows and Conan, stuff like that, but now it's progressing into more of like indie rock or like soft rock, so I'm excited to get more into that. The song that I'm going to be playing next will be Love Will Get You There by Inhaler. They're actually like an Irish rock band, and
Irish was really a surprise, a jump scare.
Oh, say. That's actually so rude.
Well, you know, I forget the Cranberries were Irish.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really see many famous Irish people. I think of the Cranberries and who's that guy in Normal People?
I don't know.
He dated Phoebe Bridgers.
I don't know pop culture like you do.
Well, everyone knows Normal People. Normal People.
Oh my God, yeah, save me. People. All right. Well, this is Inhaler's Love Will Get You There. If you want to see them in concert, they're coming to Boston in a couple weeks, I believe. All right.
Love will get you there.
right, guys. So that was Love Will Get You There. I hope you enjoyed it. The next song is very special. I hold it very near and dear to my heart, and it's by Miss Rihanna. Rihanna? That's how you pronounce it, right? I listened to this on those little, like, kids' bop CDs that you would get from McDonald's as a Happy Meal. And I thought, we're doing an introduction to us. So let's go back to my roots. Enjoy Ponder Replay.
Hey, mister.
Animal, Neon Trees, a classic.
Classic.
Classic. That came out in 2010. Do you feel old? I feel
I'm
old,
I'm actually
dude.
So youthful. You're literally older than me, you grandma.
Did you just say that you're so youthful? Yeah. Be serious.
You're mad.
I don't think... You're a Leo, so...
You're mad.
Okay, I do like Leos. Not this Leo, though. Sorry to all the other Leos out who have to share your zodiac with this.
Oh, there's
my
worse.
My apologies.
There's worse.
Did you just say they're a Taurus?
No.
Oh, that's what I heard.
There's worse.
I hear what I want to hear. Oh. All the Taurus.
You're so toxic.
All the Taurus is like... Just, like, log off right now.
My sister's a Taurus.
Oh, no! I'm sorry! I'm sorry, Queen. I don't have a sister. Anyway, we love our throwbacks. We're going to bring it back to a classic queer movie, but I'm a cheerleader in this next song.
Off its soundtrack.
Right off the soundtrack. If You Should Try to Kiss Her by Dressy Bessie is what we're going to play next. We're going to have a little bit of Paramore's Still Into You going on. But let's get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Paramore, for this classic. Thank you for that. But we do want to start giving a nod to some of our biggest queer influences.
Yeah, that's what this show
did. But I'm a Cheerleader come to you in a time of need. I feel like it came to me in a time of need.
Not really.
Oh.
So you're alone on that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Are you saying that you weren't like starving for a movie like that? I personally think it's amazing. Grant.
Okay. We all know how you feel.
Okay.
We all know how you feel.
All right. I will shout it from the rooftops. I love Grant. I love them.
That's so good
that was
for
cute.
You.
Yeah.
They are so cute.
Yeah. I really hope that we have some more like shows and artists to talk about. You know what you can do as listeners is head on over to WMFO and get on that chat.
Yes.
You can talk to us directly. You can call in.
You can literally
call
in. Press
some
buttons on your phone and call us.
That absolutely, it's not even that hard.
It's really not.
And are you doing it?
No. I'm lazy.
Yeah, literally, I don't see you doing it. It's disappointing.
Disappointing.
It's honestly disappointing. So we definitely encourage you to get into that. Please give us some recs. We'd love to hear from our fellow queers.
That sounded derogatory.
It was not derogatory.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Society just tells you that. Wipe that out. Queers forever.
So true.
Zoomie for queers. Hit me up.
Okay, and you'll be for heterosexuals. I don't know. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
That was a joke. It was a jokey joke.
We couldn't tell. We couldn't.
Yeah.
Your music tastes otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. All right. It's coming up, so let's pay our respects to this wonderful, wonderful movie.
She take it. Baby love, I think I've been a little too kind. Didn't notice you walking all over my peace of mind. And the shoes I gave you as a present. Putting someone first only works when you're in their top five. And by the way, I'm going out tonight. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember. Familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement when I want the penthouse of your heart. Diamonds in my eyes. I polish up real, I polish up real. Extra credit, then got graded on a curve. I think it's time to teach some lessons. I made you my world. Have you heard? I can reclaim the land. And I miss you, but I miss Sparkland. Best believe I'm still bejeweled. When I walk in the room, I can still make the whole place shimmer. And when I meet the band, they ask, do you have a man? I can still say I don't remember.
All right, everybody, we're going to be closing in on the last 10 minutes of our show, our very first show. Playing a couple of our favorites. First will be one from Yoshi. Oh, Yobi. Oh.
Whoa, you just revealed my identity.
I exposed you.
You did too much.
I'm sorry.
This is a fan favorite of mine. This is STFU by Rina
Sawayama.
Exclamation
point. You forgot the
exclamation point.
There you go.
That's really important.
Yeah.
By Rina Sawayama.
Right.
I can't say that acronym out loud, so you can interpret it as you wish.
Right. What would that be like? Sad Taylor for you.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that was really bad. Don't ever do that again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
This song is a banger and even more of a banger live. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And then following that will be, my favorite Disney movie, maybe a hot take, is The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I don't know why I loved it. And there was this one scene in it where they played a song with electricity, and it was Secrets by One Republic, and I will always have that on this radio show. It will be a frequent flyer on this radio show. So yeah, let's get our arena going. Then we're gonna play some Secrets by One Republic, and that's all we're gonna have for you tonight on Gadio Rebel in WMFO Medford. All right,
enjoy.
Here we go.
need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear.